Most of the people I meet that have tattoos have great stories to tell about them, why they got them, what they mean. My sister came up to New York recently and just to get a tattoo. She came from like fucking Washington, D.C. just to get like a small tattoo of words. People care about tattoos. People who got tattoos and have tattoos, they give a freak about their tattoos. And I heard a great tattoo story the other day from the company I get my socks from, Bombas. Bombas started when two guys, Randy and Dave, heard that socks were the number one requested clothing item in homeless shelters. So for every pair of socks Bombas sells, they donate a pair to those in need. Pretty cool.
Pretty freaking cool.
Well said, Caleb.
Pretty freaking cool, dude.
Dave promised Randy that he'd get a Bombas logo tattoo when they donated 1 million pairs of socks. He thought it would take 10 years, but it only took 2.5. And now Dave has a Bombas tattoo and a great story to tell about it. And I'm telling you, Bombas are the most comfortable socks that I have ever put on my feet. So for the best socks in the history of feet, visit bombas.com/Caleb today, and you'll get an additional 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Caleb for 20% off. Bombas.com/Caleb.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from the wow way, BB.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I was living for the moment.
I said hip hop. Hit.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Drug dealing just to get by. Stack your money till it gets sky high. We weren't supposed to make it past 25. Joke's on you, we still alive.
Caleb is a beautiful biblical name. It comes from the Hebrew for paperclip. Because you hold that paper together, boy.
You look like a paperclip.
Damn.
Like the one on the old Microsoft Word that you open it up. When you first opened up and you were about to like type something for school.
Damn.
And it had eyes. And it was like, you trying to do a formatted letter? But like, nah, bro, just a regular old document.
Don't do me like that. Damn.
I like that guy. You just look like him. That's
old,
all I'm
knowledgeable
saying.
Ass paperclip. If you can't see me right now, I have a shocked look on my paperclip face.
In a tie-dye shirt that's available today.
Oh, shit, that is actually
available right now on the store. You go to store.barstoolsports.com and just search Young and Happy. I'm going to try to get it featured.
It is a sick shirt. It says Young and it says Happy.
It kind of has a weird smell to it when you first order it. I'm not going to lie. Like, we keep it 100 on here.
But it's a smell of, it's a good weird.
But as soon as you put it on, it starts smelling like, this kind of combined with my natural scent, and now I really look, I smell like a party.
Our powers combined. Our scents combined.
And then you wash it, just smells like a normal shirt. But it looks amazing.
That first smell, you better wear this shirt to a party because it's going to have a very distinct odor that is going to please your nose and everyone around you, honestly.
When you guys order this shirt, because you should, when you get this shirt, just can you tweet me? You don't have to tweet Young Happy, you can. But I just personally, on a personal level, want to know what you guys think it smells like.
It has a smell.
It's Let a tie-dye in it. It's a tie. And yo, that's real natural tie-dye we used.
Oh, that is.
Organic
tie-dye,
from the United States of America.
I thought it was like a Vietnam dye, but it is, when you smell really closely, it is a tie-dye.
Locally raised.
Local whole, to Thailand.
Whole fed.
Local to, and yeah, cow grass fed. It's cow grass fed.
I was going
to
say like Whole Foods fed.
Also
like,
that.
Yeah.
Both of those things simultaneously.
And it has an Amazon Prime membership now, recently.
This shirt does.
Yeah, well, the tie-dye.
Listen, man, the way the levels that we get to so fast, it's like the Tower of Terror. We'll be on one level, and then it'll get so deep, so freaking fast that you won't know what level we left your dumb ass off at. But it is a Thursday, and we have a full slate for you. We have a bunch of stories that we want to get to. We got producer Bian in the building, and we have Mike the Bike in the building.
Mike the Bike, producer Bian. Just to give you a quick rundown of things we're going to be talking about today, Rihanna.
Chick. She's a chick.
Chick. Travis Scott.
Dude.
John Mayer.
Definitely dude. One of my favorite dudes.
21 Savage.
21.
Man, I hope I get this one right. Chick.
Correct. And this is going to be the last one. This is the hardest one. Arcade Fire.
Oh. Machine. So, androgynous. Future.
Nice. And there's also Katy Perry, Naomi Campbell, Kylie Jenner. So, that's what the episode's about today.
Also, Tim McGraw, Tug McGraw, and Aaron Garoppolo. Yeah, so we have these stories to get into. It looks like the first one. Word on the street is that Rihanna stole a Prince from Naomi Campbell. So pictures popped up of Rihanna, who has had several boyfriends. Can we name a couple of the boyfriends she's had before real quick?
Drake.
Shia LaBeouf.
Safari.
ASAP Rocky.
Meek Mill.
President Obama.
LeBron James.
President Trump.
I think it's all our boyfriends.
The chicken from the KFC commercials?
No, they weren't really dating. They were just talking.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Rihanna stole Naomi Campbell's boyfriend. And it turns out the guy is a Saudi prince billionaire who owns all the rights to the Toyota dealerships in Saudi Arabia or into wherever, Middle East.
So she just got that car money.
Toyota money.
She just got that Toyota money?
She got that good deal money.
Damn.
I can get you a good deal.
The Camry money? Girl, you better go get you some Camry money.
Just Camry's money, plural.
Damn, that is, finally she'll be able to drive the Prius.
How do you think Drake feels? Sad. That's a
poor,
that's a,
probably.
You can always just say sad.
Sad is definitely, I mean, that's how he felt before he found out any about this, but now he probably feels a little bit more poor about himself. He can't feel that rich Saudi money.
Yeah, Drake's probably only worth like, what, $100
million? If that.
Barely.
Yeah, $90 million at least.
Barely ass Drake.
This Saudi fucking dick is fucking thrown around. He probably has $90 million on him right now. He probably has, inside his coat, he probably just opens it up like he's selling watches on Canal Street, and there's just $90 million in cash just falling out the inside of his jacket.
Those guys on Canal Street are rich.
Yo, they're probably richer than Drake.
One website says he's worth $60 million. The other says $90
million. Who, Drake?
Yeah.
$90 million, what did I just say?
Let's call it even 100. Okay, so what is that what we got on this? I mean, Rihanna, news flash. It's in the news. Everyone, paying, do breaking news music again. Rihanna. Dating a cool guy.
Good for her. I wonder what the kickback is. Does she get any money out of this, or is this guy just romantically... Like, I always wonder how, like, a super rich guy who isn't necessarily that famous, are they giving money to people? Do they give money to people they date?
Yeah, but it's not like... I don't think it's cash. Maybe it is, though. Could be cash.
Bitcoin?
Could be Bitcoin, Venmo, but there's other ways...
You think hoes are out here fucking for Bitcoin?
I mean, is it with the... With its stock right now, like as the way it's in the markets, I mean, it's a valuable commodity.
Yeah, Bitcoin's stock is high. Publicly traded Bitcoin. I love it.
I think it is not, I don't know if it's publicly traded, but it's definitely on the market. Like you can buy, you don't have to buy the actual coins. You can just buy the idea.
What do you picture a Bitcoin to look like?
It's actually, I know exactly what it looks like. It's actually just like a really, really small iron. It kind of looks like a penny. But it's made out of iron, and not like the iron that you're thinking of probably now. I'm talking about the iron when they say like, oh, you should eat that. It has a lot of iron. Like you should eat oysters, a lot of iron.
Right.
It's
like meat, like red meat.
Yeah, it's made of that kind of iron.
So Bitcoins are actually made of red meat?
No. You miss. I'll show you one after the show.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I have three. Mike the Bike has. How many do you have, dude?
Zero.
No Bitcoin?
I'm a stocks guy.
Really?
You have stock?
Mike.
Yes.
What do you have stock in? Bring your mic down. Join the show. Welcome.
Rising up to that microphone like
you're
a
good job, Mike. Good job.
Disclaimer. I'm not an expert, but I own stocks in AMD and NVIDIA.
AMD okay. And NVIDIA. Wow.
What's NVIDIA?
They make computer parts, graphics cards.
Okay, cool.
Why do you like them? Why do you dig them?
Check out their stock.
And how's the stock doing?
Booming.
Ben, how's business in the new year?
Booming.
Business is booming like the bike. And is that how you're living this lavish lifestyle? Is that how you're going to clubs every night here in New York City? Or is that from the rap money?
I plead the fifth.
One of my favorite things about how Mike the Bike talks is that right before he says anything, there's always a... Little bit of a pause. So whenever
he
you
also
ask,
knows his Fifth Amendment rights.
He sure does.
You don't get like a loose free conversation with Mike DeBike.
You don't. There is no loose free conversation. He keeps you on the edge of the seat. Let's try and have a Mike the Bike conversation, but you can't even really tell who you're talking to because he only speaks when spoken to. But let's you and I just try and have a conversation where we just pause right before everything we say and see how hard it is.
All right, you want to do one of our topics like that?
Okay, let's do it.
We've got a lot of topics today. MTV is restructuring to focus on video. MTV News. That's a topic.
I like MTV. I think that they're a good company. I used to watch a lot of MTV shows.
I like MTV Jams.
What's MTV?
MTV? Is that something that old people used to watch?
I don't know.
I plead the fifth. All right, and that was the conversation with Mike the Bike's dialect. He speaks English, but that's like his dialect. It's called Pawsese.
Pawsese.
Yeah, not to be confused with cerebral palsy.
Oh, wow.
So that's something else.
I'm happy to hear that you do not have cerebral palsy.
Also in the news.
Wait, can we actually talk about the MTV thing?
Sure, we already did, but if you want to talk more about it, I'm all ears.
Once Mike the Bike is done with his coughing fit. So what, MTV just isn't going to have music content? What's the actual headline?
MTV News is restructuring to focus on video. So I think maybe some of those people are getting fired.
Okay.
And they're hiring more video personalities. Maybe. That's like my take. I don't really know.
I mean, are they going to try and compete with Vice?
In my mind, MTV is a lot bigger than Vice. Vice, I can look it up because MTV's Viacom. Viacom is like,
but I'm talking on Viagra. I'm talking about on the scheme of where people get their news from.
Oh, no one's getting their news from MTV,
but people get it from Vice
because it's a news organization.
But they're saying MTV News wants to get more video.
They said MTV News is getting shut down so they can get more video. Is MTV bigger than Vice?
MTV, I mean.
He said, okay. CEO Shane Smith.
What did the little paperclip on the bottom left-hand corner say?
I don't know. What are you about to say? CEO Shane Smith says he wants Vice to be 10 times bigger than CNN. Well, yeah. The CEO wants his company. Okay, here's a headline for you. CEO wants company to do better.
Really? That's breaking news.
Wow, sick.
Man bites dog.
Okay, so you have anything else on this? I really don't. That's right. I'm not trying to. I just don't know what to say. Like, yo, MTV, we wish you well.
I'm just curious as to what they're doing. What are you guys doing over there? What are you guys up to?
What do you think they're doing?
What do you think MTV's doing these days, huh?
I think MTV offices are like, they look really. They're like cubicles, but they have cool, trendy people, but it's all cubicles, and they're confused. They're like, but we're also trendy. Why are they still cubicles?
It's like Complex.
Where are the beanbags?
Complex is very cubicle-based.
Where are the beanbags,
dude? What do you mean they're cubicle-based?
It's like the whole wrap is just all cubicles.
So they're thinking in other dimensions, but they're not thinking outside the box.
They're inside the box. They don't have the honeycomb. Fuck.
What do you think it's like at MTV?
I mean, I bet it's less cool than you think. I bet they're trying to get cooler. I bet they're always trying to get cooler.
I bet you there's one really, really cool executive there. Like, he's really, really cool.
Well, I bet there's a couple really cool executives.
I bet you there's one guy in that office, and they're like, yo, that guy's so freaking cool. There's something good about MTV because we'll stay here because that guy's cool. But the rest is still like, where are the beanbags?
But meanwhile, that guy's...
Why we just got to pay a dollar for the snack machine? But that guy really seems to believe in the vision and the dream. But what they don't know is that guy's getting comped way, 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 way more than they'll ever get comped.
And he's also... They have a blackmail file on him, so he can't leave.
He can't leave. So basically, they're paying him hush money and blackmailing him at the same time.
Because when he was young, he tried to steal some bread to feed his homeless son.
Yeah. He...
Yeah.
Man, what a story.
Yeah, that, everyone knows that one.
So that's what MTV looks like. John Mayer.
Moving along. John Mayer
is
my favorite. That's, you know how Lil Wayne is your guy?
Yeah.
That's my guy.
What do you like so much about John Mayer?
I like his tunes. He always has some groovy tunes, and he's pretty thoughtful. He'll make you think about stuff. When you listen to him, it's like, ooh, let me think back about that one.
What's your favorite John Mayer song?
Today, this morning, I rewound, what was the one that I listened to? Freak, what's the name of that song, man?
Man, what a good...
Stimulating Radio, good question. A lot of people will say something like Slow Dancing in a Burning Room. That's a good one. You ever hear that song of his?
Nope. All I know is, Mothers be good to your daughters.
Caleb, I think you're just getting old enough that you can start to appreciate John Mayer.
Okay.
I think that you're gonna like him.
He's in the news.
Is he?
Yeah.
What's he doing in the news?
He was responding to Katy Perry, who ranked him as her top celebrity lover. So, like, Katy Perry has loved a lot of celebrities and well-known people, and she was asked to rank them by your boy James Corden, and she ranked number 3. She ranked Diplo.
Can you
play a little Diplo?
Sucks, bro.
Shout out to Diplo. She's in the top 3.
She
ranked Orlando Bloom. Can we play a little of clip of Orlando Bloom? Respect to Orlando Bloom. Listen, you're not first, but you're not last.
Oh my God, they did that. That's amazing.
And then number 1 was John Mayer. She said John Mayer was her favorite celebrity lover.
Of course he was, because the guy is deep. The guy is deeper than the next man.
You're still worried that you can't figure out that song, huh? I can tell. Ron's scrolling on his phone right now. He's not really fully involved in the convo. He's like, what's the song called?
Dude, I can't even fucking find it, man. I'm like shook right now. Why can I not find this song, you know? It's tough, but sometimes, you know, sometimes you just can't win. You want to just talk for a couple more seconds?
Yeah, let me just talk for a second. Okay, this is what I got going on right now. Thinking about moving to the New York City from Brooklyn. I live in Brooklyn right now. Greenpoint, DuPont Street, 149 DuPont Street.
I don't trust myself with loving you.
Okay, that was getting out of control. My monologue was getting out of control.
Yours was getting kind of crazy. You are gonna move though, huh?
Yeah, that's real. All right.
Well, can we go back to John Mayer and Katy Perry? Of course, that dude's a better lover than fucking. Of course, that dude's a better lover than those two people. Of course, that he's better than Orlando Bloom and Diplo. What do you think having sex with Diplo is like? Do you think it's sweet?
Like.
I bet it doesn't sound like that. I think it's more like.
But I bet he has a lot of collaborations in the bedroom.
Ah, excellent, excellent.
I bet he features a lot of people on his tracks.
Oh, innuendo. I got you. Say no more,
just
friend.
Just don't do it to Young Thug's daughter, please.
Yeah, please. Of all the people, no trains on her.
But he responded to her claims, man.
More so than Orlando Bloom. That makes me just not even like her roster of people that she's been with.
The amazing part is she didn't even rank Russell Brand.
Yeah, that's your guy.
And Russell Brand is her number one.
Maybe
she literally married him. Answer me that.
That must be why she hates him. I feel like Russell Brand might be a selfish lover, too. And I doubt John Mayer is. I've thought about it a lot, and I highly doubt that John Mayer is a selfish lover.
You kind of look like an office supply version of John Mayer.
I like look like the paperclip version of John Mayer.
You just look like a paperclip with a guitar.
Yeah, but I can't play guitar. Like, I look like I just am a paperclip that brings guitars to parties. Everyone's seen that before.
Well, he's in the news.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a sigh from producer Ben, which means that it's time for us to do another ad read. That was a heavy sigh from producer Ben.
Things are getting awkward in the podcast studio right now.
I can't talk about how much I've thought about John Mayer and
we just spent like a half hour on John Mayer.
His lover's habits.
You have producer Ben's trying to go to a party, guys.
Oh, he's trying to go to a happy hour.
We're trying to go to the happy hours.
Okay.
What happy hour is it, Ben? Why don't you tell us?
Barstool happy hour.
What does that mean? What's Barstool happy hour?
It's a company happy hour. I believe it's sponsored by Barstool.
So you just get, we want some free drinks?
That's the thing. I don't know if it's free.
Listen, man, we read these ads right. What? Free drinks for life, man.
Exactly. And speaking of free drinks for life, I'm on a diet, and dieting and darting usually don't mix. But then I remembered that Miller Lite is brewed for more taste with only 96 calories, and I was like, darty on. For darties that turn into nardies, there's only one beer for the job, Miller Lite, the original light beer. Brew with more taste while still being less filling. Dieting, darting, BBQing, going to happy hours with my friends, only if it's free. There's no way that I'm cutting out any of these activities. That's why I reach for the Miller Lite, the original great-tasting light beer that doesn't quit and doesn't compromise on taste.
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. Get some of yours today. And, Ben, was all that Douce that you drank not enough for you?
No. I didn't have any Miller Lite. I'm about to get some. Happy hour.
Cool. All right, so John Mayer was in the news.
Excellent. John Mayer, he is my absolute guy. I like his stuff, and I'd like to talk about him a little bit more. Is that Ben with the yawn?
I can't stop a yawn.
Are you saying John Mayer's boring?
No, I'm just tired. I'm tired in general. It's nothing to do with John Mayer.
Man, wow. John, what a lot of John Mayer hate.
Guy, I can't believe you're coming at my guy. I didn't remember you doing any of this when Caleb was talking about Lil Wayne.
Well, let's move it to something Ben cares about. Travis Scott is in the news, and this is our media takeout headline that's not good, maybe not true, but
what's
good
the theme
the
music
show.
For the this
it's
segment.
A damn son, where'd you find this?
With If I Can't by 50 Cent.
Damn son, where'd you find this?
Damn.
Wait, no, I thought the theme music for
I've changed it a couple times.
That's what I'm saying.
There's nothing really consistent yet. It's usually
that's what I mean. We
I
need
feel
something
like consistency
consistent.
Is key.
Well, it's damn son, where'd you find it? With If I Can't
do it on me, it can't be done.
That's the theme music for the segment of the media takeout headline. That
no, it's the beat. May, the beat comes in at the beginning with the damn son over it. Do you listen to the show?
Okay, you guys ready for this headline?
Yes.
MTO breaking news: Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott broke up. ... She allegedly caught him cheating. ... With 10 different girls.
Was it all at once?
Travis Scott may go down in the player history books. The reports we are hearing is true. According to a capital snitch, Travis and Kylie are officially done, and it's Kylie who ended things with the rapper. What happened? Well, Kylie reportedly broke into Travis's phone and found at least 10 women that he was cheating on her with. And if you recall, Kylie was spotted with a mystery man last month, and Travis was nowhere to be found. Didn't Kylie just get a matching tat with that dude? Oops.
Oopsie daisies is right. And yo, that was a
according
pretty good
to a snitch.
That was a good TMZ voice, first of all. Didn't he just get our media, but it was TMZ voice, but you were reading a media takeout headline.
Right. Facts. But I just wanted, the reason I had to read the whole article, because I just wanted to show you, like, if you want to call in a hot take, or like if you see something happening on the side of the street and you want to give a hint to, call Barstool. Don't call media takeout, because you know what they call you, a media takeout, if you give them some knowledge?
What?
According to a snitch.
A snitch? They're like, hey, what happened over there? Oh, yeah, those two broke up. Snitch. You fucking snitch.
Media takeout plays by the G-code, dude.
Yeah, they do.
They keep it 100.
Everybody else is
dot,
bitches.
...
But not them. ...
So, yeah, Travis Scott. It's surprising. I mean, you know, you don't usually see celebrities break up. Also, I didn't know they were together. Also, Travis Scott, he's a guy who had, you know, lyrics like, hit my palace, straight up. Stroke my cactus. What was his last ad lib? Hold up, I gotta look this ad lib up.
Look this ad lib up. I just like this straight up.
Straight up.
You got a giggle out of Mike the Bike, which gets a giggle out of me every time.
Oh, it goes like this. Yo, wait, I got it. It goes, hit my palace, straight up. Stroke my cactus. It's lit.
Hit my palace, stroke my cactus. It's lit.
You do sound like him. You have the warble in your voice.
Yeah, so anyways,
straight up.
Stroke too many girls stroking the old Travis Scott cactus.
How did she catch 10? That's what I wonder. How did she catch 10 all at once, and how did she know that he was cheating with all of them? Was it like pictures of intercourse of all of them at the same time, or is this getting released by the Kardashian camp?
Snitches.
My guess is that the snitches are in the Kardashian family and that their camp is leaking the stuff to media takeout. Saying
oh,
that
wow.
That's because why would they say over 10?
Also, why would they say stroke a cactus? That would be so painful.
Stroke my cactus?
Cactus has all the thorns in it.
Especially, yeah, it has the little pricks.
It's like one of the last things. It's like the last little prick I would want to put my hands and stroke
on. But some cactuses are soft.
Is that true?
Yeah, some cactuses are nice. Their pricks are really, really little.
Yo, I got an existential question for you for the show.
Oh, yes, finally.
Can we change our bio to snitches get stitches?
No.
Okay.
Thought that would have been a pretty good idea.
Why?
But,
why?
Because,
Dude, I had a good bio that I wanted us to change to, too.
What
Fuck,
is it?
But I forget now. I forget now because I heard that stupid one.
Damn.
Aw, damn. Do snitches get stitches?
Okay.
If you see the police, warn a brother.
Arcade Fire officially announces their track list for their new album, Everything Now.
That sucks.
You like Arcade Fire?
No.
Okay. What do you think about their official announcement of their track list for their new album, Everything Now?
It's a waste of time and a waste of breath. A waste of their fucking thought.
Nothing can give you less information than the name of a song.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I'm literally trying to think of something off the top of my head that gives me less information about something than the name of a song.
It's just like that word is used, and sometimes that word isn't even used in the song. But yeah, it's so dumb. Why is this? We might as well tell people that Ariana Grande is getting fucking birthday wishes from her close friends. That is not news.
That's not news, folks.
That's Dog Bites Man.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Sheen here. Winning with Young and Happy. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Denny's has always been a place where America can come and get their favorite breakfasts, lunch, and dinner dishes, serving our guests whenever they want and whatever they crave. And now, with Denny's On Demand, we've taken the same always-open philosophy that is synonymous with our restaurants and applied it to the online ordering.
Meow, meow.
Bringing access to our craveable diner fare wherever our guests want it. Thanks to our new platform, guests have a quick and easy way to place a mobile order or online order for takeout or delivery of their favorite menu items all day, every single day. If having your favorite Denny's dish available at your fingertips 24/7 is enough, we have also partnered with Hulu to give our guests a free 60-day trial of a premium streaming service. So, for a limited time, users who place an order with Denny's On Demand will receive the complimentary Hulu trial and will be able to enjoy their meal while binge-watching thousands of hit shows, premium content, and films, and much, much more. So, with Denny's...
What more? Like, what's the other part?
You can listen to satellite radio.
Sick.
You can listen to podcasts.
Sick.
You can go to find some premium content, if you know what I mean, Mike.
Hey, Mike, you know what he means?
Yes.
With Denny's On Demand new online ordering, your diner favorites are at your fingertips. Visit Denny's.com and click to order online or download the Denny's app.
And William Hung's audition for American Idol.
Talk to me, tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all the same. You lit it fierce and I'm ticking away like a bomb. Yeah, baby. Talk to me. Tell me your sign. You're switching sides like a Gemini. You're playing games and now you're hitting my heart like a drum. Yeah, baby. She bangs! She bangs! Oh, baby. When she moves, she moves. I go crazy cause she looks like a flower, but she stings like a bee, like every girl in history. She bangs, she bangs.
Thank
I'm
you.
Wasted by the way
Thank
she...
you.
Oh, wow. We live in the good moments, the good old days.
Yes.
Back when Ryan Seacrest was, he was in the news all the time and he was a big host.
It was just him and Brian Dunkelman. Remember Brian Dunkelman?
Nope.
Of course you don't. I got followed recently on Twitter by the Chocolate Rain guy.
Chocolate Rain. Some stay dry while others feel the pain.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Mike?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Let's go. Sick. Mike, do you remember a time when YouTube wasn't around?
No.
Crazy.
Millennials.
Crazy.
21 Savage has a new cartoon out. It's called The Year 2100.
What kind of cartoon? What do you mean? What is it on?
It's
Where can I watch
it's,
it?
The full episode's on Instagram. It's a minute long.
So, like, don't we kind of have cartoon a new cartoon out then?
Mike the Bike makes a cartoon about every day.
Yeah? So we just have a new cartoon out.
We have a new cartoon out.
We're on season 5.
We're on season, like, what? When did you start getting here? Like 2 weeks ago? We're in season 14 of our new cartoon. And what's it called?
2101. It's Pennsylvania Avenue on your bitch ass.
That's what it's called. That's its full
title. That's the title. 2100 yeah. Pennsylvania
Avenue.
And then
the tagline is snitches get stitches.
Come to the White House and feel that fucking pain.
And that's what our cartoon's called. So, yeah, anyways, that's, you know, some days you're just like, is this newsworthy? And then that's later that same day you're like, what is life?
What is life?
What is important in this life and what's not?
Dude, I just can't. I know we're bringing it back to Mike the Bike a lot, but my guy has just experienced such a meteoric rise in here. And if we did a power ranking of all the interns in here, it wouldn't be close. And the entire office consensus would be that Mike the Bike is the guy.
Are you happy about that? Or you?
I don't know how to react to it. Honestly, I'm experiencing mixed emotions because I know that you've had interns blow up before.
I went through this before.
Intern Rhea and intern Glennie, they were at first under your thumb, under your wing, and then they turned into these big things. And now, like, Big Cat's, like, telling him to go to the store, and, like, PFT's asking him to babysit his dog, and, like, fucking...
First question, PFT, do you want to stay in my apartment and take care of my dog this weekend? Mike the Bike goes, do you have internet? And then
Mike the Bike,
2 minutes later,
internet horror, man.
Realizes he doesn't know how to take care
of
a dog. I feel
like you would do anything for internet.
Except for pick up dog shit.
I feel like you might stroke a cactus for some internet.
No comment.
That was a plea the fifth, which means you know what that means.
That's a classic, wait a second, Mike the Bike answer. It's like you always have to like walk over to the microphone.
It's like the punchline for the joke. It's like...
And it's perfect branding because it has everyone on the edge of their seat every single time that you say something. True or false, Mike?
True.
Oh, wow.
That was quick, but I'm going to add a pause.
True or false, Mike?
True.
All right, and that's the behind the scenes of the Young and Happy podcast. Make sure to buy your shirt.
Yes, and make sure that while you're buying shirts, make sure that... take your smell and record your smell. Give us the audio of your smell because we want to hear what it smells like. And
can you send a picture of the smell too, please?
Take a picture of the smell, but don't have anything in the background to distract us. Also, Mike the Bike needs lessons from you guys. He's been learning one lesson at a time, and he needs one from you. So go on, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and give a lesson, just a short lesson to Mike the Bike. A lesson like, Caleb, what's a lesson that you could give to Mike the Bike that would be appropriate to write on an iTunes review that could even win you a Young and Happy t-shirt?
It's the smart steal from the strong.
God, the nod was so good from Mike.
I mean, what else? I mean, that's that.
You could tell
I would
registered.
Already have a smelly shirt on my way if I said that.
You would have a smelly shirt in your inbox. In your mailbox, in your snail mailbox.
We also, just so you guys know, we're emailing these shirts to you so they get there faster.
Yeah, we're going to email them one piece
can't
of paper
wear them.
At a time.
That's why they smell. The boys we were trying to say is they freaking stink.
You
these
just
shirts.
Have to cut out the pieces of paper and tape them together. It will make a shirt once you get enough
it's
pieces.
It's actually just like a high res photo that you can easily Photoshop onto yourself.
You're just going to have to Photoshop it onto an already purple tie-dyed shirt that you have. But if you have that...
I was just saying a PNG of the logo because we don't know what color tie-dye you want.
It's that simple.
And that's our pitch to buy our shirt on barstoolsports.com.store. Store's in front of it, I think.
Buy that shit and freaking fly in that shit. Yeah, it's about to be 4th of July weekend. Get excited.
Yeah, we're pretty much mailing it in tomorrow.
Yep.
And do we want to talk about this on the show Monday and Tuesday, what we're going to do?
What are we going to do?
I don't know. We should talk about off the show and then talk about on the show tomorrow.
Fuck you. My love was lost. Hey, hey. Where'd you go? Well, now we found. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Where'd you go? My love was lost. Doing a happy dance. I got this shit. Doing a happy dance. Come on.
I'm a fucking workaholic with a passion in my heart. Treating rapping as an art of what you have to be a part of. I just copped a new car to hear it start up. Try to do the right thing and please karma. All I want to know is where the fuck did you have to go? I've been waiting on you, baby. Why don't you leave and come on home? I can't be mad, I'm living my dream. Going all around the globe. Though you said you think you love me, you need to let me know. So I've been fucking all these hoes, and I've been blowing all this cash. Cause baby, this just the beginning, and I'ma make all of it back. Where'd you go? What'd you do? How the hell you made me fall in love with you? And then you leave, now you're gone. All I got is this damn song. So I can feel, but I can't touch. You said my love was a bit too much. Broke my heart, can't find no crush. So why don't you come on back?
Hey, hey, it's all good, everybody trying to eat tonight. Trying to go to sleep, having good dreams tonight. You go home, it might get better. All I know, it don't last forever. So take it while you gotta try to get a little more. They say I'm getting better than I ever been before. Well, that's for sure. Tell them what I do. Rap keep me fed like a spoon getting soup. I've been out here on the road, and now they missing me at home. All these ex-girls that I used to know are hitting up my phone, but I ain't here. I guess you can't call back. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, I think I'll take all that. Where'd you go? What'd you do? How the hell you made me fall in love with you? And then you leave, now you're gone. All I got is this damn song. So I can feel, but I can't touch. You said my love was a bit too much. Broke my heart, can't find no crush. So why don't you come on back home? Yeah. And it gets no better than this. Yeah, it gets no better than this. Yeah, it gets no better. Yeah, it gets no better. Yeah, it gets no better. This shit forever. Get no better. Get no better. Yeah, get no better. Yeah, this shit forever. Bum bada bum 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 bum. But you can cut it here, and then we're done.
Hey, everybody. This is Spike Ferriston from Spike's Car Radio. We're out here in the porch of at the Malibu Kitchen at the Malibu Country Mart every weekend doing podcasts. My first guest is Jerry Seinfeld. He's right here. We're going to have Jeremy Piven. We're going to have Chris Hardwick. See you soon on Spike's Car Radio.
I think he's over-projecting for a podcast.
And I love to over-project for podcasts. Join me every week at podcast1.com and Apple Podcasts.